Just Talk With Sam podcast, y'all. Just Talk With Sam podcast. Just put your name on it. You'll talk about it. Be a pop.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
Tune, y'all.
But it's obvious, if the audience listening, we never write this out.
Hey, what's up? What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk With Sam podcast. Just Talk With Sam podcast. Man, we got a great one for you guys today. This is episode 400, and my man Jimmy Pardo stops by and chats with us, mainly because if there's anybody who knows a thing or two about podcasts, and there's anybody who knows a thing or two about duration, there's my man, Mr. Jimmy Pardo. You may know him from Conan O'Brien, or you may know him from, you know, TBS Conan, several acting things, but at the heart of the matter, what Jimmy Pardo is a stand-up, and a very successful one, might I add. And on top of that, he is, just give it to him, great podcaster, pioneer of podcasts, and we jump into that a little bit. Now, I didn't jump too far in the 400s, and you know what? Let me get through my spiel, and we'll get into that in just a second. But you can always catch my man Jimmy Pardo on Never Not Funny. He's been going for almost a decade with Never Not Funny. So we'll jump into that. But first, we got to pay some bills. As always, you can go to samshownation.com. And right there on the homepage and current promotions page, you can click the donate button for 400 episodes. That button has been there, and this has always been a crowdsourced podcast. And we promise that we put every red cent right back into this podcast to make it a bigger, better, greater podcast. But hey, maybe a little, whatever you feel like makes you feel like a good person, go ahead and hit that donate button. But if you want to move over at samshownation.com, you can always hit the store. You could show your love for the Just Talk With Sam podcast. I mean, literally show your love. There's a bunch of swag. There's a bunch of hats, t-shirts, stickers. As you go off through your daily life, you can show, hey, I really like this podcast, and I need you guys to know it. And here we go. It's samshownation.com. It's Just Talk With Sam podcast. I love it. And also, we all, you know, I've been hitting around. There's going to be some more options coming in 2018, so stay tuned for that one. And as always, speaking of the podcast itself, you can always go to samshownation.com. You get the podcast link right there at the podcast link. You can catch up on 399 other episodes. That's not this one right here. Or if you listen to podcasts differently, we're currently on Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, good old RSS, Google Play, and iTunes. Yes, iTunes. Get into a little bit about iTunes. One thing I love about that, you can not only subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, but going into iTunes, you can tell us how you feel. Please, you leave us a 5-star ranking, but you want to say your piece, you can go ahead right there, leave us a comment. We love reading those comments right there at iTunes, so please go ahead, go to iTunes, give us a 5-star review, and say like, hey, I dig it this week, this is blah blah blah, or whatever you want the world to know you say about this podcast. We try to, you know, go with, you know, interaction with the audience here, and that's one of the best ways to do it. Speaking of interaction, we gotta keep these lights on around here, so we gotta talk about some sponsors. First sponsor come from the good folks at Omaha Steaks. What? Omaha Steaks. Go to samshownation.com right there under the current promotions link. You can hit the Omaha Steaks link. by hitting that Omaha Steaks in the right hand corner, you can get the Sam Show Nation special. Look, it's around that time. You don't feel like cooking. It's slow cooker season. You can get all your favorite stuff right there. But if you click that link, you can go ahead and get the Sam Show Nation special. What that is free shipping on whatever you order and your choice of a free gift. Whether that free gift be a free lasagna, burgers, caramel tartlets, whatever you want. Whether that be the savory barbecue assortment, whether that be the grill pack, whether that be the family beef combo, or maybe you just want to get down with it and get that slow cooking going. Hey, personally, I didn't know this until they told me, but January is slow cooker month. So what you want to do is get your favorite slow cooker meals right there from Omaha Steaks. Whether that be anything that you would need, whether that be crock pot, you know, you just get in there and you just let it slow cook all day. It works for game day. It works for just having meals for the house. And it's a quick remedy for dinner. So please go to SamShowNation.com. Click the Omaha Steaks link. Take the Sam Show Nation special and get your free gift. The next sponsor comes from the good folks at NFLShop.com. Yes, the playoffs are here. The playoffs are active. We only got a few more games left. And what they want you to do is to shop their clearance. You can get up to 60% off all selected apparel in their clearance section and support your teams. Hey, your team may be in the playoffs. Maybe you're a Falcons fan. Maybe a Titans, Patriots. Maybe you're Jacksonville Jaguars fan. You're rocking with those Eagles, the Vikings, the Saints. You may want to jump in on this because you get free delivery by going to SamShowNation.com. Let's say you wanted some new stuff, you didn't want to get the clearance stuff, that's fine. Free delivery by the 19th of January. So you may want to hurry up on all orders over $49. If you order it now, you guaranteed to get it by the 19th, or it's free. Go ahead, use the code GAME, G-A-M-E, at checkout. So go ahead, do that. We only got a few more games left until you get to the Super Bowl. So please go to NFLShop.com, be a SamShowNation.com, and support your teams. And lastly, certainly not leastly, the granddaddy of them all, you guessed it, Amazon.com. Yes, right there at Amazon.com. You can go there, you click the banner on the homepage and current promotions page, right there at Amazon.com. One thing I think my guest would love it if you did, go to Amazon.com and put in Jimmy Pardo. By putting in Jimmy Pardo, you can check out all the works he's done, movies he's been in, all the things of that nature. I happen to be on Amazon right now and I'm checking out a lot of stuff from Jimmy Pardo. You can get a lot of his comedy albums right there, Pompous Clown, and also, I didn't know this, but you can get a lot of clips from Never Not Funny, Jimmy Gags and Paula Abdul and Las Vegas, just to name a few. So here's what we're going to do before we kick off episode 400 with my special guest, Mr. Jimmy Pardo. What I am going to do, I am going to play a clip of some of his comedy, and then we're going to jump right into this podcast. We'll see you guys in a few.
I also saw, no, I didn't walk out of this, I saw Blue Valentine last week. Anybody see Blue Valentine? That, did you like it? I loved it. God damn it, that was my favorite movie of the year. I loved it. It was, as a guy married with a kid, that is not an uplifting movie. It may be the most depressing movie I've ever seen. Well, Romeo and Juliet, number one, of course. And then, and that was just depressing as I was out $9.50 matinee price. And, Blue Valentine was great. I made the mistake of going to see Blue Valentine. I work over at, I'm lucky enough to work over at Conan, and then I had to do a show that night, and so I had about 3 hours to kill before I had to go and be a comedy person. So I chose Blue Valentine to see. And Married Guy with Kid, that's the wrong fucking movie, man. That is, that's the, but there's, man, there's some sex scenes in that. God damn it. Can we agree on that, person that saw it? Holy shit. Man, there's a, I mean, there's actual like going, a guy going down on gal in the rated R. That should be, that should be NC. But it was I mean, it was depressing, and then so I'm like sobbing and then beating off at the exact same time. It was I was using my tears as lube, and, what? What's wrong? What happened? Little salt-on-salt action, you know what I mean? That's offensive. I apologize for opening up the show that way. I apologize to the rest of the acts for having to follow that piece of shit joke. That's... You heard the response, though. That's what the young people want today. They want the salt-on-salt humor. I should go see the movie Salt and throw a threesome of salt into that joke. I could beat off to Jolie as well as anybody else. Can I? I don't know. I don't even know what that sentence means. Is there a competition who could beat off the best of Jolie? I'm going to Google that. I'm pretty sure there's got to be a website for that. Guys watching Mr. and Mrs. Smith and jerking off. I'm better than you at this. I challenge you. I could beat off in three notes. Name that tune. What? What game are we playing? Make a decision on these rules.
And all right, we're back. That was the very funny Jimmy Pardo. You can catch all of his stuff at jimmypardo.com, and we will be speaking with him shortly. But, I mean, I want to jump into this before we get into this interview. This is kind of our first podcast, even though I'm saying we, but I'm solo dolo here. But even, look, this is our first one in 2018, and this podcast means a lot to me, obviously. It's episode 400, but instead of going through all the rigmarole of making people show up and do this, that, and the third, and making a big hullabaloo, I just want to make it business as usual. I mean, nothing against 400 is quite an accomplishment. I want to thank you guys for rocking with me, the listeners who tweet, who email, who Facebook, who hit us up on all forms of social media, even the young lady at the coffee shop. I don't want to out you. I only use your real name. I almost said the name of the coffee shop. I think about it. I almost said the name of the coffee shop. But that young lady who just said, yeah, hey, Sam, keep doing what you're doing. She listens. Got our sticker on the coffee shop decal. Wherever you order, it's like right there. So I want to say thanks to people like that. Super fan, friend, Zi, Mr. Zi Ahadi. I want to thank him for rocking with us, because whenever we on the mic, Zi will kick out a quick little hey, whatever we were talking about. And if you're listening, yeah, if they ever make that Star Wars movie, you coming right with us, man. You coming right with us, because that's going to be the shit. But I know I'm talking to one person, but I just wanted to get into this podcast because you guys have made this thing that was supposed to be a two-week experiment, something that was just supposed to go in and out and see if I want to do it. And now we're pushing 8 years, obviously episode 400. So not a lot of hullabaloo, but I just want to speak from the heart and just say thank you guys for rocking with me this long. We're gonna keep it, and I'm not making any, well, I am kind of sort of making promises. In 2018, you guys rock with us. 2017, we said we was going to make it a bigger, better, greater podcast, having better guests, talking to different places, going to different places, talking to different people. And I think we're going to do that again in 2018. We do have some people I'm not at liberty to say right now, but there's going to be some people stopping by this podcast. You know, this is going to be great. Not to mention our guest today, Mr. Jimmy Pardo. So I want to thank you guys. Episode 400. Let's do 400 more and keep rocking with us. Give yourselves a round of applause, man, because this is special. Also, before that business out of the way, I want to give a quick update. Last one we did like 3 or 4 back-to-back around the Christmas season. So you guys don't know what happened unless you follow me on social media with the D-League Fantasy Football League. And I'm here to tell you that the champ is in the building. Ooh, yes! I cracked that ass. Real nice. Real proper. Like I said I was. All season, you guys, especially, I give another quick shout out to my man Zi. Been rocking with us, been saying who gonna do what, this, that, and the third, but I kept my word. I kept my promise. I came back to let everyone know, especially the other 9 people in this league, that the champ is here. And the champ is gonna be here for a very, very long time. It was 9 very, very disgruntled people. Because why the champ got to talk so much stuff? Why the champ got to talk so much shit? That's because I specialize in shit talking. And all you got to do is beat me. That's it. You can stop all the shit talking if you just got that W, if you just got that win. But unfortunately, that didn't happen for 9 other people. And now the champ is in the building, rocking it, rolling it, ready to go for the 2-peat. But we ain't done. No. This ain't no one and done thing. I'm ready to be the champ for years. Years to come. Like Jordan with the 3-peat. Took a break, came back, won 3 more times. Like my man Brady, 5-time champion. Like I'm really ready to just knock out all the basic elements of fantasy football. I want to be a fantasy football god. So there's a lot of people who are listening and they play in the league. Oh, this ain't over. This ain't it. Cause I'm still training, still drafting, still ready to go. So as long as y'all got that, I just want to update y'all. What's even more funny about the D-League Fantasy Football League. See, my wife is the commissioner of said league. And during the tapings of the podcast, we didn't really talk about it as much. We hinted towards it, but we didn't really talk about it. But she lost. And let me give you a little taste of what happened in that bed, in the bedroom. You can feel the heat, the salt, the unpleasant feelings, depending on what side of the bedroom you are on. Like, it's like 10 degrees hotter on her side of the bed for some reason. I don't know. Maybe it's a lot of salt. Maybe it's insulation. I don't know. But if you're on my side, it's a lot cooler. It's a lot mellow. It's actually pretty goddamn comfortable if you ask me. However, that's just something I want to touch on. I want to give y'all, you know, good people, an update. So when you see a couple of the championship photos, me with the championship ring, that all of that didn't happen on accident. That was hard work, dedication. I want to give a couple people on my team some shout outs. My man Tom Brady, you know, Sean McCoy, Shady McCoy in the building, you know, Alvin Kamara in the motherfucking house, Christian McCaffrey in the motherfucking house, Larry Fitzgerald in the motherfucking house, my man Juju Smith-Schuster is in the motherfucking house. Gotta give kickers, you know, show that kicker some love. You know, I had Greg Zuerlein, who didn't, you know, he got on the IR right before that championship game. But I tell you, Harrison Bucker is in the motherfucking house. He came in on the clutch, came in, kicked, delivered your boy a championship. So I want to give a good shout out to all of them. I want to give a shout out to 9 people who, quite honestly, I couldn't have did it without y'all. Without me cracking that ass week after week. Without me cracking that painstakingly. Waking up. Even when I didn't want to. I woke up, wiped the cold out of my eyes, and I cracked that ass. And then I sat back with a nice, cool beverage after that ass cracking. And I left y'all in a state of disarray. A state of bewilderment. It's alright. At the end of the day, you were beaten by the best. You were beaten by the champ. So I think that's all I gotta say about that one. I'm pretty sure there's gonna be some people who are gonna email, say I wasn't exactly politically correct about that. And I wasn't. But that's what happened. I'd rather be correct than politically correct. Because a long time ago, I said it on this podcast, there's no feelings in fantasy football. Alright, with that, let's get on to the news. What I want to do, I don't want to eat up too much time from my guests. I want to sit down and chop it up with my man Jimmy Pardo. But there's some things that happened this year. We are already in 2018. Hitting it, going strong. For starters, if you like me, And you wonder where the hell Alex Trebek went, because I get down on my Jeopardy. You know, I like my daily doubles. I like, you know, was it NBC at like 7:30? It's just kind of my thing. It just, I've been growing up with it all my life. Yeah, you're gonna see a bunch of reruns because my man, I think he had like brain surgery. Well, like he had blood clots in his brain. That's fucked up because the smartest man on TV. Well, technically, it's the smartest man on TV because they give him the answers. So, yeah, he is the smartest man on TV. If left up to my own devices, they had to do some brain work. So, obviously, take some leave, you know, do what you got to do, man. But it is kind of fucked up. I will say that. Hot button issue. Try to avoid it. The Golden Globes. Look, the Golden Globes, it is what it was. The start of the award season is here with the Golden Globes. If we didn't learn anything from the Golden Globes, time's up. You know, if you out here, you touching people you shouldn't be touching, you trying to harass, and that's that. But at this point, man, you got to be careful with that. And I know you shouldn't be doing this already, but now it's getting to the point with the Time's Up campaign and things like that, where we say, like, you're going to wear, everyone wear black or black tuxedo. Some of the main offenders, if you believe the news or you believe what's happening, was in there rocking the Time's Up pin, wearing those black tuxedos, black dresses. I mean, like, it's tough, man, because a lot of this, the rules, it's not cool to touch nobody. Offer up any type of unconsensual whatever, but at the same time, and I'm only speaking as a heterosexual cisgendered male, I know this because I watched the Golden Globes. Everything I do, whether it be in any way, shape, or form, you almost got to get a written note, because I'm watching some of these people where they weren't harassed, or they weren't harassers, and then it almost seemed like, all right, well, now you're in the spotlight. Oh, this person touched me. Where was the alcohol? I know we didn't beat this here, we didn't beat this dead horse a lot, but either way, the Golden Globes. One thing that was even more fucked up, Guillermo del Toro. Sorry. It was like my man waited 25 years to make a speech. He finally won something out of 25 years. And the second, watch the tape. The second he started talking about his work, they want to rush him off the stage. They start playing the music. But then he starts saying, oh, I love women. They shut that shit down. I mean, like, it's almost like men bad, women yay. I understand the climate. I understand where we at. But and this is my statement, I think you don't want to get a good bad thing going. You don't want to say this person's good, this person's bad, because you're just going to make a bunch of wolves in sheep's clothing. You're going to make a lot of people who down with the cause, or say they are, and then this happens. You shouldn't be doing this in the first place. It's all fucked up, man. And then with the Golden Globes, you had Oprah. Oprah came in the game. She made an excellent speech. Honest to God, if Oprah would have stayed up there for 5 more minutes, she would have brought tears to my eyes. I was feeling it. But that speech does not mean she should be running for president. The current dude we got in there is not the best representation of a celebrity. Oprah, quite honestly, don't need to do it. Oprah could do just as much just being Oprah. Just being open, she did too much, right? I don't know. I don't know how serious this is. I know I'm rambling, but at the same time, it's like we gotta keep putting too much stock in celebrity. Not because, are you qualified? Yes, because you're qualified because people know you and you're relatable. However, when it comes down to, like, I don't know, legislation, maybe you want to get a regular politician, get a boring dude, that stepping outside the system ain't exactly working for us right now. Because, well, we got a guy that was charismatic enough to be a celebrity, but not charismatic enough to take some leeway. I'm just saying, let's really sit back and think about this, and let's hold our leaders accountable, whether that be in any branch of government. You hold them accountable, and quite honestly, go vote. And I am stepping down from my soapbox. I realize I'm rambling, so I'm going to just change the subject already. In my time, I know we had some pre-recorded stuff. I said this in the last podcast. I want to give a quick shout out to my man Mark and Jay from My Worst Holiday Podcast. I was on their great podcast, great storytelling podcast. Got a chance to sit down, shoot the breeze with Mark and Jay, tell some stories from this podcast. They will be on this podcast, and quite honestly, I hope I am invited back. I love kicking it, you know, with those guys, and it was a good time had by all. Speaking of podcasts, what I'm about to do, I've reset this mic and talk to one of the legends, the pioneers of podcasting, from Never Not Funny on NPR, JimmyPardo.com. He's been around since day one, and hopefully by talking with him, he has a new podcast called Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo. Hopefully with this, what we're going to do, well, try to learn a little bit. I did 400 podcasts, and let's see if I can do 400 more. Get some wisdom from the great Jimmy Pardo. Go. All right, Jimmy, thank you so much for just gracing us as a podcaster to a podcaster. Man, I look up to you. Never Not Funny. I mean, just for starters, you're like the OG of podcasting. You've been around for a while.
We've been around since 2006.
Yes.
I'm one of the OG, to use your vernacular. People, they like to throw around the word pioneer. So often people said I was the first, but I am by no means the first. There were people that were doing it before me, and they blazed a little bit of a trail, and then I came through with a bigger scythe. Is that the right word? Scythe?
It sounds right to me.
How would you say it? Scythe?
Yeah, you just chop down a weed. Yeah. Just chopping it down.
Scythe. That's what I say. I'm not a bright man.
I thought it was scythe.
I know it is. I'm wrong. I'm wrong, and I'm trying to pretend that I know what I'm talking about.
But you're my guest, so you're right. Nope. I'm just going to go with it.
You're allowed to correct me when I'm being a moron.
But as a person who started a podcast after 2006, I got to know, like, what have you seen? What have you seen the changes? Because, like, everyone and their brother has a podcast.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Yes. Like, I started mine in 2010.
So 7 years ago.
Yeah, 7 years ago. And I was the only guy on the block with a podcast.
Right.
And now you throw a rock and you hit someone with three or four podcasts. What have you seen change?
I think people kind of got caught up in the... It's not like the comedy boom of the 80s where everybody feels like that's getting a podcast is a surefire way to success. I also think that a lot of people are kind of doing the same thing they did with MySpace after Dane Cook had all those followers on MySpace. And everybody's like, well, if I get on MySpace, I'll have a big following too, and I'll be as famous as Dane Cook. Not knowing that, you know, he built that audience by being hysterical and being on television and not being an open micer in Iowa.
Oh, okay.
So I kind of think podcasting in the last 5 years has kind of been that, like, I need a podcast. That's what is missing. And I'm lucky that I've been doing it so long because I don't know how somebody can jump in now and do a podcast because you're competing against famous people now. You're competing against Joe Rogan, Adam Carolla, and Anna Faris, and people that are on television that in their downtime, for whatever reason, do a podcast.
Yes, but for one thing I always found that was comforting for the medium of podcasting is the fact that this is the only medium that welcomes competition. Mainly because it's sort of like where me and you, we both are podcasters.
Yes.
You started a new one, the game show podcast. We're going to jump into a little bit, Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo.
Yes.
Yeah. Cheap plug. But you know,
I thank you for mentioning it.
Yes. But like, this is the only time where you can have three or four because that stream of consciousness doesn't interact. So it's just like,
right.
Well, we're going to talk about this here. And we welcome that competition because your views are different from my views. And then it just welcomes it in. But the problem is, now we're separating the audience in such a niche audience.
Yes.
Where there are very specific demographics to what you hit.
I don't disagree. You know, when we first started, our demo was basically there were a group of comedy nerds that listened to us and tech guys that listened to us because we were so early into podcasting that the tech guys were the only ones that really knew what a podcast was. And then the comedy nerds knew about it because of Ricky Gervais a little bit.
Yeah.
A guy named Jesse Thorne, the son of Young America, he had a podcast. And so we kind of just let them open up some doors for us. And then my point is, though, that I guess I'm kind of talking in circles and boring myself, but I think we welcome I welcome competition when somebody has a format. It's when somebody just wants to do the show where it's like just hey, it's me and my two buddies, and we're going to sit down and talk because that's what I hear other podcasts do. I think you got to have a theme
right.
in order to break out of these niches that you spoke of.
Right, and quite honestly, we are a product of that because this podcast started off with me and my buddies just wanting to talk. And then all of a sudden, it just turned into, oh my God, we like entertainment, we like comedy, we
right.
like this, and now we're kind of on that level. It evolves as at
right.
the time. But, like, one thing I wanted to talk about, speaking of things evolving, playing games with Jimmy Pardo.
Hey, there it is again.
All right. And playing games with Jimmy Pardo is essentially, and at any given time I'm full of shit, you can just tell me I am.
Okay.
It's essentially Never Not Funny, just what Game Show Edition.
Yep.
Yeah!
And here's why, Sam. People, Never Not Funny is close to 2 hours a week.
Right.
And we have a great fan base. We have a great audience out there. People love it, and I'm very grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Getting new audience has proved to be problematic, because if like you say, hey, I love Never Not Funny, and then you say to John Jones,
right.
hey, John Jones, you should listen to Never Not Funny, and they go, oh, okay, I will, and they look at it and go, 2 hours? I'm not going to listen to something I don't even know about for 2 hours. So we thought, let's do this game show, which I love hosting game shows. I've done it on television.
Yes,
it's really what I love doing. Let's capture right. Never Not Funny in a more structured way. And that's what playing games is. It's a 30-minute digestible version of Never Not Funny that is kind of an entree to, or an entry. More.
Yeah,
to
it's like pop culture, but there is kind of like, it's not talking, it's more... This is the game.
There's a game. There's a reason to be there.
Like, Jimmy, you had a niche for hosting because you were Race to Escape. You had a few more under your belt.
Yes.
And is that just your thing now? You just want to be the game show guy?
Oh, I would be that guy anytime they would let me. I would... we are in a world, however, where famous people are taking over the... Alec Baldwin's hosting game shows,
yeah.
and Snoop Dogg is hosting game shows. So the guys like me, who used to make their living on TV hosting game shows, are kind of getting pushed out. And hopefully that'll change again, because I would host any game show they brought to me.
But yeah, you're
save
no
murder or not, you know, whatever.
You don't slouch yourself. You talk about TV. I mean, like, quite honestly, before Never Not Funny, my entry to that, I knew you from Conan.
Okay.
I mean, like, who are we kidding? The segment was called The Pardo Patrol.
Yes. I was very lucky that they asked me to do that. It was an opportunity for me to, for those that don't know what it is, and I thank you for liking it. You didn't say you liked it, you just knew about it.
I liked it. It was good.
It was presumptuous on my part. It was me, quote-unquote, barging into the dressing room of the people that were just guests with Conan.
Yes, like, I remember the Tom Hanks one.
Which was a dream. Here's what happened. I'll tell you the story.
Okay.
So... We would always ask the people that I kind of either knew outside of Conan
mm-hmm.
or people that, like, we really knew they wanted to promote their project. So we never really bothered the Tom Hankses, the Steve Martins, the Mel Brookses. We never asked the quote-unquote...
The big wigs.
The royalty.
Got it.
Of Hollywood. So I'm doing... You know, I was the warm-up for Conan for 6 years. So... Tom Hanks was the guest that day, and I had met Tom previously and got along with him. Certainly not friends, but I knew him.
Okay.
And I showed up to work, and I was talking to the other guys, like, oh, God, I wish Hanks would want to do a Pardo Patrol. You know, I wish we had the balls to ask him to do it.
Right.
And like, yeah, but we're not going to ask Tom Hanks.
Uh-huh.
So I'm on stage doing my job, and I look over, and the head of TeamCoco.com, the digital department, is standing there. I'm like, what the hell is he? Why is he standing there? So I finish my thing, you know, hey, enjoy the rest of the show. Here's Andy Richter. Take a sip.
Go ahead.
Dry throat. So, pardon me. I come off and he goes, Tom Hanks is here and he wants to do a Pardo Patrol. I go, what are you talking about? He goes, Hanks showed up and said, hey, am I going to get a chance to do one of those interviews where the guy barges in on me? And they were like, we didn't think you'd want to. Want to? Those are hysterical. I would love to do that.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, I went from going, well, I wish I could do it with Tom Hanks. He's asking to do it.
That's wild.
Here's one of my heroes asking to do my nonsense interview.
Right.
And he was great. Here I was, a guy, again, who idolizes. I really do. I don't know if there's a comedic actor I enjoy more than Tom Hanks. Or even dramatic. I mean, he's okay. Phenomenal in Philadelphia and...
There's no Tom Hanks movie that sucks.
Well,
Just all of them.
Is that true?
Is it? You tell me a Tom Hanks movie
I know
that
there's
sucks.
One that went direct to DVD that I never saw.
Okay, you know what? The Circle, I'll give him the name of it? Yes, I'll give him an asterisk.
Why?
Because that was the one, he was the only bad guy. And quite honestly, I don't remember him peeing in it. Tom Hanks, that's his thing. He has to pee in your movie.
Okay.
If he pees in your movie,
it's
box
movie?
Office gold.
All right.
Every movie.
I'll take your word for that.
Name your favorite. Name your, just off the top of the dome. There's no wrong answer to this. Your favorite Tom Hanks movie.
Well, it's Philadelphia.
He pees in it.
Of course he does. He's
of course he pees in all the movies.
What about the Island movie? He pees
in it. He peed in that one.
Of course he did.
Yes. Forrest Gump. He pees in that. He made a whole thing about peeing in it.
What about The Man with One Red Shoe?
I gotta be honest.
It's not that great. So he may not pee.
Did he pee?
I don't think he does.
God, I wanna Google it. I'm trying to do this off the top of my head. I'm not gonna waste your time by Googling it. I will tweet you later on today.
I look forward to it.
And I will see if he pees. Because now I'm obsessed with that movie. I need to know. And Bosom Buddies. He pees in it.
Of course he does.
He pees in it. He pees in several episodes. That's just his thing. Everyone has.
I love your passion for this.
Yeah. Do you understand? This has been an ongoing thing.
I would imagine. It's
like,
yeah.
Like, I'm so passionate because, like, when we talk about movies, like, I look at little pattern. I'm a pattern guy, I guess. Like, Tarantino, no real items.
No what?
No real items. Like, if there's a corporate sponsor or whatever.
It's phony.
Or it's phony.
Or if they're drinking a beer or whatever. It's
yes,
a made up thing.
It's not real. Like, gotcha. Pepsi, Coke, or whatever. No real things.
I never noticed that.
Tom Hanks. Has to pee.
Has to pee.
Has to pee.
All right.
Tom Cruise, this is kind of a staple. He has to run.
I guess he got it does.
Every movie he's in that's like a box office darling
mm-hmm.
or whatever that thing is, he got to run. He has to run at least.
Well, he doesn't have any clunkers either.
Did he run?
Well, no. I mean, he runs in everything.
Well, that's the thing. In the movies he didn't run.
Name one. Name a movie he didn't run.
A movie he didn't run was the Mummy. He didn't run in The Mummy.
What are you talking about? The Mummy suit coming after him. He runs
no, 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 no. Not that. He has to do the I'm by myself. He can't be running
Tom Hanks,
from something.
The Tom Cruise run?
Tom Cruise has to be, yeah. I guess there's a caveat. He has to run from something.
But he's running for The Mummy.
Excuse me. I apologize. Like you said, passionate. He has to run on his own volition. Nothing can be chasing
you
him.
Okay, I got you. You just want to see Tom Cruise running.
I don't want to. It just happens.
It sounds like that's exactly what you look for.
But that's my whole point.
Sounds like the only reason you go to the movies is to see Tom Cruise run.
Well, I got to be honest. He runs in everything, so by no fault of my own, I am.
Right, it's a win.
But there we go. I just look for those patterns. Same thing with Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith, and I love Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith is, quite honestly, the reason I start podcasting, because he told me to do it. That's a story on a podcast. It's too long. But either way, that's just pretty much the gist of it. All of his movies, all the action takes place off scene. So, like, if something happens,
and they come and talk about it.
And they come and talk about
it. Yeah, yeah.
So, like, that's, I just know those patterns. So, when you said Tom Hanks, first thing that pops in my mind, yes,
yeah, takes his leak.
Does he pee? Like, I got it. In the Circle, he does not pee.
I'll take your word for it.
All right, there. One Red Shoe, I will tweet you about that later.
The Man with One Red Shoe.
The Man with One Red Shoe. I will watch that tonight.
Joe versus the Volcano. He must pee in that. That's about being in the jungle.
Yeah, well, yeah. All right, look. I know I've wasted a lot of your time
no.
when we talk. But
I came to talk about Tom Hanks taking a leap. It's perfect.
But here's something, and thank you so much for doing
no,
this.
No, thank
but
you.
I got to ask.
Go.
I know you're a baseball head.
Yes.
And right now, as we speak,
yes,
the current world champions are the Houston Astros.
Yes.
I don't know how to feel about that. How do you feel about that?
I feel great about it. They were the best team in the American League.
But they were
the best team in the American League.
Yes, they were the best team in the AL. Yes, they are. But it's bittersweet for me.
Are you a Tiger?
I am a Tiger.
Oh, you guys are rebuilding. How could it be bittersweet?
Oh, we're rebuilding my ass. We are burning this down.
Yes.
And we...
I say rebuilding to make you feel good.
No, we are... This is the fire sale.
Yeah.
And speaking of the fire sale, one of the things that got sold in that fire sale was JV, Justin Verlander. And now it's bittersweet because he has a ring. Astros. He has a ring. So I'm like, yeah. I'm like, yay? Question mark. Yay! Because that's our guy, and he got us there. But I'm happy for him. Well, actually, he has two rings. I think he just got married. But either
he
way.
He did just get married. You're right about that.
Well, yeah. So, yay, because although I'm happy for him, I kind of wish that was us. You know?
Yeah, but it wasn't going to be. So let the guy go and get his ring. They were the best team in the AL.
Okay.
And they played the best team in the NL. It was a great World Series.
Speaking of the AL, you are a Chicago White Sox fan.
Yes.
For some reason.
What do you mean for some reason?
For some reason. Hey, look. Rivalry, look where you're staying.
I grew up in the south side of Chicago, which, uh-huh, of course we know is the baddest part of town.
Okay.
They're my team. That doesn't mean I don't like the Cubs. I like baseball. Hell, if the Tigers would have made the World Series, I would have rooted for the Tigers.
Really?
I love the game of baseball. I don't get caught up in clothes.
Okay.
I'm not going to be mad at somebody wearing a different jacket than the guys I root for.
Well, think of it like this. This year, going into, they started off with such a fast start.
Who?
The White Sox.
This year?
Last year, really, but...
It was this year.
It was a fast start
because it was the rebuilding year.
Yeah.
And they were like, uh-oh, they're playing too well. What happens if they play well the whole year? What do we do? And then, luckily, they shit the bed.
Okay, well, you just answered my question because they started off on such a fast start. And me and anyone who's watching, I only imagine yourself, had that thing like, oh, my God, they can't keep this up.
Yeah, and they didn't.
And they didn't, obviously, clearly, because we're not talking about them as Jeff. Right. But my whole point of it is, what does that have for you for next year? Because that fast start, now that you can kind of gauge it. Because as a Tigers fan, I'm like, yeah.
You guys got a lot of years before something happens. Yeah.
You're like, we all took a backseat this year.
Mm-hmm.
Especially just seeing what we saw and just going to the games. And I went to the game right after Verlander, he got shipped off, right after Jackson gone, right the first game of Miggy's suspension. All of this happened in one game.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw what would be a preview of next year. I am not excited at all.
But maybe they're going to get some good young players, and then you can be excited about watching these young guys, you know, play their hearts out, and then you root for these young guys.
It was a hard watch. I'm just saying that game.
Sam, my White Sox were horrible.
Yeah,
but you watch and you take away the good with the bad.
It is what it is. Oh man, you better make some picks this season. I'm watching this game and I'm chewing my popcorn like, oh, this is gonna be.
Well, don't they have first pick?
Well,
or is it second?
They're
pick?
Up there. They're up there. They're not first. Yeah, second. They're in the top five. But they may have traded some of that away. I'm trying to remember the rule, what they traded with Verlander. I think they traded one of their picks, too.
Oh.
I think. Don't quote me.
He's a savant.
We are not fact-checking.
He's a baseball savant.
We're looking? Anything?
No,
Google. We're not fact-checking. Because if that's
no
the case.
Google.
If you have to Google, we're totally looking up if Tom Pakes pees.
All right, we're not doing that. we're not opening Google at all.
But, Jimmy, thank you so
much. Of course, my pleasure.
For just coming in and kicking with us. I mean this when I say it. You are inspiration. I don't know how you feel about the word pioneer podcasting, but.
I'll take pioneer.
Let's put it like this. You got kids out there. What I mean by kids, I don't want to get you in trouble. I see the ring.
Yeah.
You got kids, like podcasting kids. You were the voice of a lot of people who wanted to get behind a mic. Granted, I came to you and started listening to Never Not Funny towards, you know, a little bit later than when I got started. But it was like a way of, oh, this is how you do this. Oh, okay. So, I'll fully admit, I bit off a little bit of your style and a little bit of other stuff, mixed it around and, I guess, found my own voice.
Absolutely.
Yes. So, Jimmy, thank you so much.
My honor.
Shake your hand.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for doing the podcast.
Of course. My pleasure.
All right.
All right. You guys are having a great night. I've done my best to just talk. The rest of the performers probably have brought something to the table. They're probably not going to phone it in. And I'm going to go home, probably going to put something on the stove. And then... come on back, introduce the next act, go back, give it a little stir, and then come on back. I'm going to... I probably should just buy a crock pot. That's probably what I should do. I probably... You know what? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to... Pardon me. If I'm not back by the end of the next act, I'm tied up at Target. I'm going to go and run. I'm going to swing over to Target. I'm going to get myself a crock pot. And then I'm going to bring that home. Okay, so that's step one. Then the next act, I'm going to go home and actually put the stuff in there. Then, listen, we know what I'm doing. We don't need me to... Because none of this is happening. Why am I going into this much detail? Over something that is not... I wish to fucking God I would do it, to be honest with you. I wish in reality... Fucking God, that's offensive to even atheists, what I just said. That was... clean it up. It's a nice, respectful studio. Masquerading as a comedy club. I love it. A minute from here. There's my favorite club in the country. Somehow I've avoided this place. I don't know what that whistle is. I don't like it. Nothing in my act requires whistling. I can guarantee that. Nothing in my show. You laugh or don't laugh. Those are your choices. I prefer you sit there quietly than go into a hillbilly whistle. It's awful. What did you think you were watching? I'm going to whistle right now. Well, really? Why are you going to whistle? I'm enjoying myself. And I can't express myself like others, laughing and smiling. So I'm going to go hillbilly. I'm going to go a little hazy, a little fire in the mountain. Rumba run. Is that Chuck? Is that Charlie? Is that Daniels? Yeah, one guy knows.
All right, we are back. That was some great stand-up comedy from the great Jimmy Pardo. Please check out everything at jimmypardo.com. Anything related to Jimmy Pardo can be found there. And he just kicked us with some knowledge about podcasts and just being a very funny dude. Then on top of that, the Tom Hanks thing. One thing I will say I did in the time I talked to him versus me recording this part of the podcast, I did go back and try to check out The Man with One Red Shoe. And although Tom Hanks doesn't exactly pee in it, he has a lot of bathroom scenes. So it was like alluded that he did do it, but it wasn't like shown like all the other stuff. So yeah, partial credit, man. Way to go, Jimmy. But yeah, that was a great, great interview. And he's welcome back anytime. But speaking of things that's reoccurring on this podcast, this wouldn't be the podcast if we didn't bring back the segment that everyone loves, and that is Sit Your Ass Down.
Sit your ass down.
Yes, we are back for the first Sit Your Ass Down. January 8th, 2018, ending in the week of January 13th, 2018 AD, year of our Lord. Look, I know how y'all get down. I know y'all think I'm bullying. Y'all think I'm pushing. No. This is a healthy reminder. Sometimes you need to chill. Sometimes you need to take that breath. Sometimes you get lost in your own sauce. And as a PSA, we need to tap you on the shoulder and say, man, sit your ass down. And this is going to be a quick one because since we taped this towards the end of the week, I think everyone who is anyone already had their piece on us. But the first sit your ass down of 2018 goes to H&M. Yes, H&M, the clothing manufacturer, the clothing outlet, put out, if you didn't know, if you was under a rock, H&M put out a sweatshirt, and it says, coolest monkey in the jungle. It was a nice hoodie, modeled by a young black man. The slogan is, coolest monkey in the jungle. Now, already, the internet outrage, the internet police got to it, because if for nothing else, it's tone deaf. You're not understanding the strife that, you know, a good chunk of your consumer dollars come. My man, how did you not clear that by any black person on the staff? How did you not clear that with anyone? Like, hey man, this look bad, dog. This ain't the good look. H&M pushed that limit though. They trying to do something. They trying to do that controversial shit. Hey, we are dude. H&M, y'all know y'all was wrong for that. H&M, sit y'all ass down. I said that was a quick one because everybody got to it. Come on, man. Y'all smarter than that. The next sit your ass down go to, since we talked a little bit about football at the top of the show, especially me cracking that ass in fantasy football, I want to give a sit your ass down to the entire Cincinnati Bengals, the entire team, the front office, because if there's one thing about Cincinnati Bengals, they will choke on you, they will lose, and it all comes down to one man. That man is Marvin Lewis. But for some reason, the Cincinnati Bengals extended Marvin Lewis' contract for 2 more years. My man, you've been fucking up for five. Excuse me. I want. The last 3 years was fuck ups on your point. And now they're giving you 2 more. A solid 5 years of fucking up. This is why, well, people from Cincinnati, they're not cheering for the Bengals. They just trying to get through this shit. This is why people from the Bengals just ain't coming back. People like Ron Isley, L.A. Reid, Jerry Springer, Gary Owen. Shout out to High Tech. I think he's from Cincinnati. Cat Williams, Bonnie Rodden, if you nasty, look her up. Steven Spielberg, Hal Sparks, my man Tom Segura. You know, if you down with Christian Music, Nicole C. Mullet, all of them are from Cincinnati, but will not claim Cincinnati because they do dumb shit like this. My man, Matthew Berry, he said, Cincinnati, we'll bone you if it comes up to it. And yet, we see the problem. Anyone with sight see the problem, rest in one man. It ain't AJ Green. It ain't Andy Dalton. What's the boy named Tyler Carr? It ain't them. It's you, Marvin Lewis, with these dumbass plays. The only thing I can say, you probably got something on the owner. Speculation, I will say. You probably caught him in one of those tapes. Hashtag time's up. Whatever. But for right now, the entire Cincinnati Bengals, for doing this and only this, I'm pretty sure y'all gonna do some other dumb shit in the offseason. But for right now, sit your ass down. And lastly, and certainly not leastly, this is a dude I like. It's hard when you rock with legends, and this dude I like has to sit their ass down. My man John Fogerty. Now, over the weekend, movie came out, Taraji P. Henson, called Proud Mary. Before my man even saw the movie on Wednesday, my man John Fogerty, and I fucks with Centerfield, I fucks with CCR, came out and made this long, drawn-out thing. You took my song and you bastardized it. You just made it a movie. Even, and then in the same statement, he said, well, I have not seen the movie, but I just don't like y'all using the name. Well, get over yourself, John. It's called Proud Mary. The reason Proud Mary was just like, oh, well, they don't even use your version of the song. They use the one you licensed, Ike to the Turner. So they beef was with them. So I know that the song is not about a female hitman or hit woman, but get over yourself. You saying use the name and it made it outside of what it is. See, the reason I'm so upset about this is because it was cool when you let Ike and Tina use it. But here's another thing. You talk about copyright infringement. It's not copyright infringement. They just call the movie Proud Mary. Two people can make the same shit, name the same shit. Like, if you walked up to me and say, Sam, what is your favorite food, book, and movie? I can say Fried Green Tomatoes, and I'm right on all counts. Sam, it could be named the same thing, John. Nobody was talking about your ass. But, since you want to pull that game, copyright infringement, you want to pull that? See, this is how deep I go with CCR. I rocks with him. See, back in 2009... Creedence Clearwater Revival. People are like, what the fuck is CCR? That's what that is. Creedence Clearwater Revival came out with an album called Covers to Classics. And his track by track, this is how it goes down. It was Good Golly Miss Molly, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, Hello Mary Lou, Susie Q, Midnight Special, The Nighttime Is the Right Time, Cotton Fields, 99 and a half, Before You Accuse Me, My Baby Left Me, and I Put a Spell on You, just to name a few off the album. Now, you didn't write none of those goddamn songs, and you sucked the song word for word. But you know who was cool with it? All the people I just named. Little Richard, Screaming Jay Hollins, Wilson Pickett, Gladys Knight, Chuck Berry. He was still alive back then. And they didn't say a goddamn thing. Wonder why? Because they trust you to do right by them. Much like you should, man. Trust them to do right this movie that just has a similar name. Or a name of some shit you made. Hey, if they came out with a Just Talking, like, show, actually, you know, I'm looking at Chris Hardwick. It was called Talking with Chris Hardwick. And I didn't get up in arms. Because I'm like, well, he didn't punk me. This ain't about you, dog. Chris Hardwick's show is called Talking with Chris Hardwick over the summer. And I didn't, friend of the podcast, he's been here. And I didn't say, dude, what the fuck? No, just kind of like, oh, all right, stand the show. That's it. That's what we got. So, my man, John, for me, for you, I want to know when you going to sit your ass down. See what it did there? That's one of his songs. I want to know, did we ever... No, not singing right now. I'm just saying, sit your ass down, John. So that's pretty much what we got. I want to thank you guys one more time for 400 kicking episodes, great episodes. I want to thank Mr. Jimmy Pardo for giving us a little bit of his time for this podcast. And to 400 more, as always, you can catch us at the Epicenter for everything revolving around Just Talk with Sam podcast, samshownation.com. You can hit us up on Facebook and Instagram, Just Talking with Sam, no G in talking, Just Talking with Sam, all one word. You can hit us up on Gmail at Just Talking with Sam, no G in talking, at gmail.com. Or you can talk to me personally at Twitter at the handle SamShow11. And we out. We coming back next week, episode 401. And I will see y'all next week. Peace out.